Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Hello, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about what to do when your child says, "I don't care." Oh my goodness, such a good topic. I can't wait to get into it today. Hello, if you don't know, my name is Christina. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and answer one of your questions live. So if you have a question for me, please submit it. You can either direct message me on social media, or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. Don't forget that if you're watching this on YouTube, to press that subscribe button, and so you don't miss a impactful video that can help you and your family. So you can go to theimpactfulparent.com/YouTube to find that out. All right, let's get to our question. Now today, I'm going to tell you there are 6 reasons why your child might be saying, "I don't care." And today I'm going to also give you 6 reasons what you can do to counteract the "I don't care" to be a more impactful parent. So let's get started. Now, as I give you the 6 reasons, you're going to have to sift through the 6 reasons to figure out which one your child might be using. What is their motive behind the "I don't care"? Because how you respond to it is a little bit different depending on their motive, which is why I need to break it down into 6 different things. Keep in mind that each time your child says, "I don't care," it may not be for the same reason. They could skip around between the 6 reasons too. Okay, so let's get started. I want you to be able to combat this "I don't care" thing. It drives me insane, and I know it does for you too. So reason number 1 for your child might be saying "I don't care" is because they simply want to push your buttons and to start an argument. Now, I know this probably is like, "Oh, I thought that's why." Yeah, some kids actually just want to do this. They have this mentality that you got them mad and now I want to get you mad also. And this typically comes from a child that is a little bit on the argumentative side, that has an argumentative personality. The reasoning is as simple as they just don't want you to win the argument. So what do you do? My response is that you need to respond calmly. You're going to validate their feelings, and then you're going to hold your ground. I would say something like this: "It's okay that you don't care. I'm not giving you this punishment because I want you to be miserable. I'm giving you this punishment or the task because you need to take responsibility for your actions." Or maybe you would say something like this: "I'm not asking you to clean your room because I want you to be miserable. I'm asking you to clean your room because I need you to be responsible and pull your own weight. You are a growing adult, and I know you want me to treat you like an adult, but it's difficult for me when you say, 'I don't care,' and then I walk into your room and it looks like a toddler was playing in here." Something like that. That's standing your ground and calling them on that. Now, reason number 2. That your child might be saying, "I don't care," is because they want you to believe that they don't care so that you'll retract the consequence that you just gave them. This is a clever tactic. It's for lessening their punishment. That's really what they want out of this. So they're going to act like they don't care so that you'll give them whatever privilege that you just took away. You'll give it back because it doesn't matter, right? So this is what you're going to do. You're going to call their bluff. I would say something like, "Oh, good. I thought this was going to be an argument, but if you don't care, you'll take this consequence with no problems. In fact, should I add more to the punishment so that you can learn from this mistake? Because if you don't care, I need you to learn from this mistake. Would this punishment be more effective if I added on to it? Or maybe it will still be okay, even though you don't care. Let me know." So you're calling their bluff on that in that particular scenario. And I hope that makes sense on how you're going to react. Again, really nonchalant. You're going to be like, "Great, then this shouldn't be a problem for you if you don't care." Now, Reason number three, this is when it starts getting a little bit more tricky. The first two reasons, much easier, much more common in your child. But reason number three, your child might be saying that they don't care because they actually feel powerless and defeated. Now, feeling powerless is really frustrating for children. They're being told what to do and how to act all day, every day. When their life gets overwhelming, they can default to the I don't care mentality. So that's one reason why they might be saying I don't care. Within that same kind of umbrella, another reason might be that they feel powerless, that they just don't understand the connection between what they did and the punishment that you just gave them. So they might feel like they didn't do anything wrong and that they are really only getting in trouble because you're in a bad mood. So this gets a little bit more tricky, right? What do you do when your child feels powerless? So they're just throw their hands up and they're saying, I actually really just don't care. I don't know what to do about this. Well, you're going to find ways to give them some power back. And you're still going to hold true to your consequence. You're still going to stand your ground. But maybe you can give them some flexibility and choices within that consequence that you're establishing. For example, if the punishment is to clean the dishes, maybe allow them to complete the task on their own time as long as the dishes are done before the end of the night or before they get on the Xbox. It's also important to analyze the situation and look inward. Is your child right? Are they in trouble more because you're irritable and you just have a really short fuse that day? It happens to all of us as parents. We're human too. So looking at the situation from your child's perspective and apologizing for overreacting can be a really powerful bonding tool and ultimately great role modeling for you and your child. So something to think about. And then lastly, some kids feel powerless when they are getting too many punishments. They just don't feel like they can do anything right, so they start feeling defeated. The family maybe has gotten into a pattern of just implementing consequence after consequence and a lot of criticism. So to combat this, it will be important that you make a conscious effort to look for good things that your child does and to start being an advocate for praise. And I mean praise so much until that you can get out of that negative Nancy rut is what I like to call it. Now, reason number four. Many kids say that they don't care because the parents have not given any opportunity for the child to correct their behavior. Therefore, they just accept defeat and they accept that helpless feeling again. This happens a lot when parents don't explain what they do want to see and just assume that the child knows how to behave better. From a child's point of view, they feel helpless because they just don't know how to act any other way. They don't know how to correct their behavior so that you'll approve, so that you'll be happy. It comes back to the, you don't know what you don't know. And yeah, it's very difficult to get into that situation as a parent, but this is what you're going to do. When you give a punishment or a consequence, you're going to outline the behavior that you want to see. You're going to tell them and even show them through a demonstration process what you need. For example, if you ask your child to clean their room and they throw all their clothes inside their dresser drawers just to get them off the floor, but you find them all wrinkled and then you implement a punishment for not cleaning their room properly, well, then the child may feel defeated because in their eyes, they clean their room and they're still getting punished. So instead, you have to show your child the wrinkled clothes inside the drawers. You actually have to pull them out and teach them how to fold their laundry. And finally, you have to allow them to correct their behavior and retract that consequence if they do it right the second time around. So yeah, it's a tedious process, but that's what you really have to do. Knowing your expectations is not what kids do really well. We have to explain it to them in painfully boring detail. And we have to teach them what we want from them, exactly what we need them to do, even if we think it's a no-brainer. This is super important. Again, they don't know what they don't know. So give them the opportunity to maybe take the consequence back if they can do it right the second time. And yes, they could be rolling their eyes that whole time, but at the same time, they're listening because they don't want the consequence. So at least allow them the opportunity to correct their mistake. And if they don't do it the second time correctly, maybe the consequence sticks. It stays. Let's get to reason number 5 of why kids say, "I don't care." When the "I don't care" becomes a teenager's way to justify their behavior, this happens often, and it also could be just to get you off of their back. Have you heard this before? So teenager comes around and says, "Oh, I don't care." But it's not really that they don't care. They're really just making an excuse not to do whatever it is you're asking them to do. I'm going to use homework as an example. So this is what you're going to do. First of all, you're not going to believe it. You're going to challenge them, and you're going to say something like, "I think you're saying that because you don't want to do homework. Let's find out why you don't want to do homework. Is it difficult? Is it boring? Does it take away from your video game time? You may not care, but I do." So in essence, every time they say the "I don't care," make the situation into a longer conversation, exploring the why they don't care. This is likely to annoy your teen and discourage them from making such a lame excuse for their actions. Now, you'll have to be consistent for this technique to work, but still, it can be really effective because they will either stop making the "I don't care" excuse, or together, you're going to be discovering the real feelings behind the attitude because of the discussions that you're having, because you're asking those questions. So either way, it's a win-win situation. And the last reason why your child might say, "I don't care," is that they might be telling you that they don't care because they are depressed. Here's what to do. Depression should be taken seriously, and this "I don't care" you don't want to ignore. Is your child losing interest in other activities that they used to care about? Is your child isolating themselves in their room? Is your child starting to sleep too much or too little? Are their grades slipping? There are many signs of depression, and not caring is one of them. So if you feel like your child is depressed, be sure to find a mental health professional quickly or to start talking to your family doctor about your concerns. Because working with teenagers for as long as I have, I do not take "I don't care" from a depressed teenager lightly. It's something that I really feel we need to act on quickly. Now, don't forget to explore all the other things that the Impactful Parent has to offer. I have free resources, online classes, moms groups, and so much more at theimpactfulparent.com. I offer family coaching, small group coaching, and the Super Mom Support Squad, which is a virtual moms group that helps you grow in your parenting with new discussion topics every single week. So come and join us and check it out. It's a drop-in registration. And all that you can find on theimpactfulparent.com. And if you have a question for me for next week, please direct message me on either social media or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. All submissions are always anonymous. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge.
browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.